UFC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Yeah. We had an opportunity for Yates. Oh! Oh! SC have taken away! Yeah. Tom Greaves! A static defenseman! Stop poor counting!
He's got two jumps on! He's got a little
shot! Scott scored!
Yes! Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Just out of score! Just out of taking it to the mark!
First time shot comes in.
Jay Cottrell with a screamer!
I don't believe it!
An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
Bailey is one on one! Unbelievable!
And I don't think anybody would have written this script with the exception of FC Radio.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers and welcome to this week's edition of This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. On this week's show, we'll have reaction and interviews from Saturday's league game at home to Mickleover. But before that, it's now time for this week's club news. And we start this week with the women's team, as this Sunday FC United will return to league action as the Reds host Chorley at Broadhurst Park. And for an update now ahead of this crucial match, Ben caught up with women's team manager Tom Fitton on Monday.
Well, Tom, a big thank you for joining us. Before we get to footballing matters, the last time we spoke it was after the Brighouse game and the horrendous injury to Eve Kennelly. We've had an update since on her injury, a fundraising campaign set up as well. And it's been phenomenal, hasn't it, the response?
Yeah, the support and how everyone's rallied around for Eve's been amazing. Eve's been down Tuesday and Thursday this week. She's still really keen on being around the squad and keeping her routine as much as she can. She's in the best spirit she can be and obviously on the road to recovery now.
Well, sending our best wishes to Eve. But also, we should say a big thank you to everyone who donated. Over $3,000 raised as well.
Yeah, 100%. Thank you very much, everyone.
Well, let's talk about the football side of things. What are your plans this week ahead of the Chorley match this weekend?
We've got an in-house friendly tomorrow night, obviously, because football has seemed so far away over the last few weeks. Let's say we've set the Brighouse game. We've probably not competed for a month nearly now. So, yeah, we've got behind closed doors game tomorrow night against the club that are doing a favour for us. And then Thursday night is very much game prep for Sunday for Chorley because it's a massive game for us. And we need to be flying into the Feds game as well before the Christmas break.
You've not been busy on the pitch, but you've been certainly busy off it because a new signing announced over the weekend, Kerry Ogden, joining us from Liverpool. Yep. Feds. What's your thinking there?
Well, obviously, losing Eve, Ella Hartley leaving, Lauren Davis going through the concussion protocol at the moment. We'd gone from a position where probably centre midfield was at the strongest area in the squad and where the most competition was to being at a bare three, really. So that was priority, getting a competitive centre midfielder in there to bolster the numbers, new face around the squad and bring some more energy back after, obviously, the upset of what had happened after the Brighouse game. And we've also got two players coming in tomorrow night. We'll see where they're at. They can see where we're at and hopefully have two more shirts filled for the Chorley game as well.
Let's talk about the Chorley game in a bit more detail. Obviously, this Sunday, 2 o'clock kickoff at Broadhurst Park, straight after the AGM. So get down there to Broadhurst Park. How big is this game? Because only a couple of games left this side of Christmas, isn't there?
Yeah, massive. Obviously, it'll depend where this Durham reschedule lands now. But obviously, Chorley are fighting it out within the sort of middle league with us at the moment, below the top four. It's a given we're fighting to be in there, but so are Chorley. They've got a very strong, organised team. We've been and watched them a few times now, and they play a few different systems. They're strong all over the pitch, and it's going to be a real challenge for us. But one we relish, especially at Broadhurst, and we're in a position now where the league is solely our focus, and to a certain extent, it's positive. but we've got to get the points on the board before Christmas, ready for a massive run into the second half of the season.
Women's team manager Tom Fitton there speaking to Ben on Monday. And as well as Sunday's match against Chorley for the women's team, the club's AGM will also be taking place at Broadhurst Park. The meeting starts at 12 noon and will also be broadcast online, with login details emailed to all members shortly before the meeting begins. This Saturday will also be another busy day for the club's Broadhurst Park home. Before the game with Whitby this weekend, this year's Big Coat Day will be taking place, with donations being collected at the main stand players' entrance from 11 a.m. onwards. So please check your wardrobes for the following items for Saturday's collection: warm clothing like jumpers and big coats, sturdy footwear, hiking attire, rucksacks and backpacks, sleeping bags, gloves, hats and scarves, belts, waterproofs, new socks, new underwear, new thermals, as well as toiletries. The club has once again partnered with a variety of projects and charities to help distribute the clothes to those who need them the most, both in our city and beyond this winter. While this year's FC Youth Christmas Party will also be held this Saturday from 12 till 2 p.m. The party is for current junior members only. And as usual, there'll be food, drinks, entertainment and games, as well as a visit from Father Christmas and members of the first team. Please email your junior member's name and age before November the 30th if you wish your child to attend, by emailing chrisb_fcum@yahoo.com. That's chrisb_fcum@yahoo.com. In other news, and the club last week announced the signing of forward Joe Duckworth from North West Counties side Winsford United. And at training on Thursday, Tim caught up with Joe to find out how he was settling in.
Obviously, you just joined the club. We announced you on Saturday.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself in terms of your playing career?
From when I was younger, really, I've only ever played like youth football in and around the area of Winsford. And then when I was 16, I made the step up to go and play for Winsford. I had a brief spell at 1874 North, which went back to Winsford. And I've just stayed there ever since, really, and just feel like now's the right time to make that step up, and feel there's no better place than here to do that.
In terms of sort of like your season, you've been on fire, haven't you?
I've been playing well. Luckily, I had good players around me as well. I feel like I'm always confident scoring every game, always happy to get a shot off, link play up, and yeah, just everything's going well at the moment, so touch wood, I can start off where I left there.
New signing Joe Duckworth speaking to Tim there on Thursday. To the past weekend now, and on Saturday afternoon, FC United welcomed Mickleover to Broadhurst Park, and before kick-off, Ben caught up with manager Neil Reynolds to hear how the squad was shaping up heading into the game.
Well, Neil, welcome back to Windswept North Manchester. Tell us about how the squad's shaping up for this game against Mickleover.
Delighted to be back at Broadhurst Park. You know, we've been on our journeys to three places that I never want to visit again for a long time. But we have been, you know, but then you get here today, Ben, and, you know, it's amazing, isn't it? There's no excuses. We've had a really good week in training. Everybody's aware of our injury concerns. We've now lost Luke Griffiths for today as well. A little bit of an illness, so he kind of joins the running total, which I think is now six. But, you know, excuses aside, we're here to win the game today. And I've got a good feeling.
I mean, the starting 11 looks pretty good, actually. He's just behind that, really.
Joe White's 50% today. We've bandaged him up. Will he get through it? We're not sure. You know, Morrison and Baker, as good as anything. Donoghue, you know, Ennis in a changed position, but he did it at Marsk with Smith, who's coming back to fitness. And then a front four that's really exciting in Warwicka, Hayes, Linney and Holmes. So, you know, and then I looked at the bench, Joe Duckworth, you know, joined the club this week for his debut, Vanny De Silva. You know, there's some exciting talent out there. So we've just got to, no excuses. You know, we need to win a game of football, and we want a winning Saturday. And, you know, why can it not be today, Ben?
Vanny obviously came on towards the end of the game last week. How's Joe and Vanny settled in and training this week?
I mean, it's unfair to judge Vanny on that last week, you know, coming from a professional football background and playing somewhere that I wouldn't even walk my dog on. You know, it's kind of, that's what it is. But, you know, they've just got to get used to it. He's had a great week in training. He looks really exciting. You might see Vanny sooner rather than later, because if Joe White pulls up, he'll have to go into a change of position at left back. Joe Duckworth's an out-and-out goal scorer, and I'm sure the fans will get to see him at some point today. But listen, loads of positivity. You know, we can't wait. There's a good buzz around the ground. I've got eight lads in hospitality today that I've not seen for nearly 20 years from university, so I'm not dragging them all the way here. We're not getting them a win today, so, you know, this one's going to be for them.
And for Mickleover, they've started to pick up slightly. They've made a couple of new signings recently, so they're going to be here. a bit better than they would have been a month or so ago, I think.
I remember going Mickle over and a couple of years ago, people said there's going to be some money pumped into the club, they're looking at putting the 3G down, and the sort of pre-season, you know, there was a lot of hype around them doing really well this season, and I think they're just like everybody else. The season's been up and down, but, you know, you don't go to Warrington and take a 2-0 lead or even come away with a point if you're not a good side. So there are no givens in this league. What it is, though, we're at home, and we've been desperate to get back here after, like I said, been on our travel. So we've got to take the game to him, got to get on the front foot, and score early, and let's get the fans behind us.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to North Manchester, Broadhurst Park, to be precise, as this afternoon we're bringing you Northern Premier League action. It's FC United of Manchester against Mickle Over, and joining me for a little pre-match chat before we get going with this afternoon's commentary, Stato Paul's with us. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Cold. It's a bitterly cold day in the People's Republic of Macedonia.
It is really cold, dear listener. I think we're quite lucky, actually. Looking at the MPL's website, there's games being postponed left, right and centre for various reasons. So fair play to...
I was worried that Mickle Over wouldn't get through Derbyshire, to be honest, looking at the snow they've had.
Well, Matlock's game and I think Buxton's been postponed, yeah. And their pitches are just snow-ridden,
well,
out there. So, including one that's a 4G pitch.
Yeah. So. And this expenditure we had on our pitch, again, you know, you look at that and you say, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Could be at home.
But just to have a little chat about where we are at the moment, we'll bring you team news in a second. But we didn't have your post-match thoughts last week against Atherton Colls because of the circumstances of our broadcast.
I thought it was like time caught up with us in terms of injuries, fitness, all kinds of issues. I mean, we ended up... We had somebody playing at left back who was trying to find his way into the game, got caught out. We just didn't last the 90 minutes, did we? We weren't the same side as we before half time. Before half time, we were playing quite well for a good spell.
There's a link here to this afternoon's game. White going off with an injury.
Yeah,
that was the key, wasn't it?
We struggled after that. We just didn't have the players in the right places. They wore us down on a difficult pitch, I would say. You know, that the number nine ran himself into the ground to make things happen, and, you know, fair play to them. They know how to play on their pitch.
Yes.
And it doesn't suit our style.
Now, the reason why I say it's linked with this afternoon's game is Joe White, as Neil said in his pre-match interview, which you can hear on This Club Is My Club this week, he's 50-50.
And Tyler Owen is on the bench at 17.
Yeah.
As an emergency cover, which we don't really want to throw him in at a game like this, but who knows?
No, I mean, there's a chance that De Silva might be playing left back if the game goes a certain way. It is just make do and mend at the moment. There's no Griffiths this afternoon due to illness. He's on the bench, but I don't think he's going to feature. No Jones again, no Dodd, no Potts. It's harsh, this, isn't it?
It's tough, yeah, it really is tough. And people talk about managers having selection problems. Well, there's no problem for Renault at the moment. He's just putting 17 names together and saying, well, you know, some of you might play, some of you will be hanging around, but you won't get on the pitch.
I mean, to be fair, the starting 11, if White was fully fit, isn't that bad in the starting 11, really, is it?
It's not too bad, but obviously missing Potts in the midfield. Potts and Griffiths is a big hole, isn't it, really?
Yes.
You would say.
Just to give you the team, Donoghue's going to be playing right back, Joe White left back, centre half pairing of Baker and Morris, Jonathan Smith starts at number 4, Charlie Ennis at number 8, Ali Wadiker at 9, Brad Holmes at 10, and Regan Linney at 11. Kean Hayes is on the other wing as well, wearing 7. It's interesting where Wadiker's going to be playing this afternoon. I'd personally put him at right back. I think he's all right.
He's done quite well at right back.
And that then frees Donoghue up to show at the midfield. Yeah. That's my personal opinion, but Donoghue is wearing 2, so.
Just to even it up slightly, Mickle Over, the visitors this afternoon, are giving a debut to Arlo Doherty, who's an 18-year-old on loan from Leicester. So they only signed him 4 days ago. So he's an unknown quantity. He's not played for Mickle Over before. He won't know his teammates that well. And this is a big step up for the under-23s, isn't it, as we know?
Yeah, it is. And it's tricky for a goalkeeper make your first team debut
it could be an interesting afternoon with him.
Just to talk about Mickle Over a bit more generally, they're one of the teams you can throw FC United into this list of teams who might not necessarily have started the league campaign as many people thought they would. They've been a bit hit and miss, haven't they? But they've in the last couple of weeks they've been getting their act together. I mean, a 2-2 draw at Warrington last week,
2-0 up, we should say, in that game. They're tough.
They've got Bevan up front, who scores a lot of goals.
Yeah.
They've got Agustian in midfield, who's an international for Curacao. And they've got another international on the bench, Roger Lee, who plays for Bermuda. So they've got some good experience there. You know, they've got some... Pablo Mills, I think he must be nearly 40 now. He's been around the block. He was at Brackley and other places against us. He's a big unit, Pablo Mills.
He played when we played the away game, he was their best player, I thought, yeah, that afternoon.
He's going to be a formidable object to get round.
And just talking about past matches and encounters between the two teams, we in the pre-match build-up, we played the 3-0 draw last time that I think we played Mikkel over here. That was an epic game, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, our home record against him, we've only won once in three attempts. So this is no easy game historically. So this is going to be another tough game. And we've lost three in a row. We've not lost four in a row since 2019 when we were in National League North. So this is a serious game for both sides.
Last month I asked you for an historic comparison with where we are versus previous seasons, and we're tracking par. Are we still tracking par, Paul?
No, we're below average at the moment. We're definitely below average. We're a few points away from that. So we need to get back on track this afternoon. We keep saying this, but we really need to get back on track, because if you look at the games to come... You know, I mean, we're kind of hoping now we're playing once a week. We're going to start getting some people back from injury, aren't we?
We're hopeful.
Maybe Potts might be ready next week, we hope. But it's very difficult at the moment with the side we've got, because we're so limited.
And the tricky thing is we're coming up against teams, like I touched upon, Mikkel over haven't had the best of starts of the season, but they've suddenly started to get themselves back into form.
Familiar tale.
Yeah, we've got Whitby next week, then Stafford Rangers away, Buxton just before Christmas, and then Aston United on the 27th, who are another team who've just got themselves back into form again.
We should also mention Joe Duckworth, who's on the bench this afternoon.
Joe Duckworth's on the bench, as is De Silva. Can't read too much into De Silva's debut last week, can we, really? You know,
he didn't really get many minutes, did he, to be fair? No. And the tide was turning against us at that point. But Duckworth's an interesting signing. He scored quite a lot of goals for Winsford. Whether he can transfer it to this level is going to be a big step up for him. But I've heard...
A couple of people have gone, oh, North West Counties. I'm like, well, Jordan Buckley came from the North West Counties.
Yeah,
plenty of
let's
players
not, let's not knock exactly. those counties.
Yeah.
From what I have heard, he's very persistent and he doesn't stop moving. So he's going to be a nagging threat if he does come on the pitch.
And given how bandaged up we are at the moment, there's a good chance he might at some point.
Yeah, and he might not even be up front.
No. So just a reminder for those, because someone did question on the forum, why has Joe White gone off? If Joe White goes off today, it's because he's injured.
Well, he's already injured.
He's already injured.
Yeah.
So
it's just worse.
Yeah. But... yeah, so big thanks, Paul. You're going to stick around on commentary.
Yeah.
But it's now time to welcome our commentary team, the other members of the commentary team for this afternoon's coverage. James Quinn's here, obviously. Hello, James.
Hello, Ben. Good afternoon, everyone.
And a welcome return. Just to, why when I welcome you do we get wind like that, Roy? Roy Sewell's here, everyone.
Can you rephrase that, please?
Sorry, I do apologise. But James, your thoughts, it's about... Hooker by crook, I'm going to say, this game, this afternoon. Let's just get a win and get back on the board.
And I think so. And I think, you know, that obviously a depleted squad, but this is a decent 11 that Neil Reynolds has been able to put out. He's got young Joe Duckworth, you've just been talking about, on the bench. Roy, when you're involved with it, when you're coaching a side that's going through a rut, what are the fundamentals you do when you're in terms of approaching the players and getting them back? Confidence back and so on.
I think you have to basically work on the basics, make sure they're all tuned into the fact that fitness levels can get you through some difficult times, and the fitness levels, as far as I'm concerned, don't only work on your physical side as regards your body, but also on your mental side, you know, with the mentality of how much you actually look forward to a game and put into the game, you know, because anybody can have a bad game, but that shouldn't stop the legs from working, because it's a separate thing altogether.
And Bennett has it back now, and we'll try to thread it through there to Arlott John, but cut out by White, but a throw in to the visitors. Bennett preparing to take this one, gives it there to Warren, but Linney cuts it out well. Linney down the line now. Bradley Holmes times his run nicely, takes it to the box left outside. Nice ball in. Wanaka just rather stumbles over the ball, hits the post. Well, Wanaka there, bit unlucky momentarily, just couldn't get the ball from under his feet, but when he did, he put in a decent effort, hits the post though. Closest either side of Com. Donoghue with a good tackle. Hayes, can he get to this ball? No, he can't. It's hoofed forward by Goff. And then well won in the centre field now. Whoa. Ennis plays it to Smith. Smith now over halfway for FC. Can he find the right pass here, Smith? He checks. Back to Hayes. Hayes now, right-hand side, brings it in from the right-hand side. That's for Donoghue. Chips it over. Waiting was Holmes. Smith tries to go in. Mills with the clearance for Mikulova.
3-on-2 here.
And all of a sudden it's 2 against 1. Walters, he's got Arlett-John to his right in space. Oh. Arlett-John now, surely 1-on-1. Great save, Labercombe. Comes out to Walters. Danger still not away for FC Walters. And it goes out for a goal kick. Well, excellent goalkeeping from Labercombe. FC caught really short at the back there. But Labercombe to the rescue, not for the first time this season. He's another delay before a free kick. 30 seconds to go, half time. Hayes with a nice. Oh, and Dorsey does not
win it. Get in there. In.
And it is a goal. And it's Morris who reacted. Well, that's the second time we've seen a real basic slip from Harlow Doughty. It was a decent delivery from Hayes, but there wasn't a lot on it. But Doughty just couldn't hold on to it. And good reaction from Morris. And FC take the lead just on half time. And down the right-hand side, Mikulova. And Arlett-Jones is in a smile of space if he can be spotted. It's a shot, a volley. Labercombe with the save. Well, the shot came from Mason Warren, but I tell you, Arlett-John was in about 15 yards of space. And had they spotted him or found him, then he would have been one-on-one with the keeper, no question at all. In comes Donoghue from the left-hand side. Now then, Wanaka.
Go on.
Into the box, Wanaka.
Go on now, do it.
Wanaka, left foot shot, chips it across.
Get in there.
He's onside and it's a great goal. And the goal coming there from Kian Hayes, who took the position well. Excellent work from Wanaka. He just twisted and turned till he had the space. He put it over and Kian Hayes was unmarked. And it was an awkward finish, wasn't it, on the volley. And he just tapped it in. But 2-0 FC. But FC no. The two-goal leads haven't always been enough for them this season. So they've got to see the job out there. But great work. And FC lead by 2-0. Mikulova playing down the line. But that's it.
3 points, 2-0. No conceding.
FC United have done the job here. Just what they needed after a run of defeats and not a lot of luck. Well, they got a bit of luck just before half-time with a mistake by the Leicester Loney and Mikulova keeper Arlo Doughty, who dropped the ball, and the ball ended up being an own goal. And then in the 78th minute, lovely work from Wanaka, and the cross came in from the left, and Kian Hayes with a fine finish. And time for you, what's your verdict on man of the match then, Roy?
You know, I think, you know, to be honest, there's been a couple of lads in there. Baker's done really well at the back, you know, he's been composed and what have you. I thought Donoghue, considering that he was asked to do a couple of roles, never deviated in his abilities to shine. But I look at young Kian and I think he's done really well. I think, you know, Kian Hayes he's been creative, he's been positive in not only his attacking sense of his game, but in his defensive responsibilities. He's got back, he's shut down time and space, you know, of his opponents. And to be honest, he scored a lovely goal, didn't he?
He did.
The opportunist goal. So right. I'd give it to Kian Hayes.
I'd agree with that. And I think you're absolutely right about this, his tenacity to win the ball back. He was doing it at the end there, even though the game was not quite in the bag, but was fairly safe. But he was fighting to win that ball back, and that's why Dale's committed that foul, because he was so fed up with the fact he thought he had the ball, and then
he's back again at him. But I think I've got to give credit to Mikulova as well, because they made this a good contest. You know, they brought out the best footballing and, shall we say, commitment from FC United, because FC United had to do it to stay in the game, because I thought they had a couple of lads there, you know, like Warren, Bevan up front, Augustine. You know, they were good players and they were comfortable on the ball. I think if I was to pick one, though, I think Alec John, I thought, was quality up front.
He
was quality up front and very deceptive. Didn't look much, but by heck, on the ball he was strong. You know, he was really strong.
I know you said he's not man of the match, but I think he came close. Ali Wadeka.
I'll tell you what, yeah, and I didn't mention him, but I did mention him during the game. I thought he'd done absolutely superb as well. But I just look at... it was a very tight one, that, because Wadeka, in his recovery runs, was quality as well. He never gave up on anything. He was in there, he was up, you know, supporting that forward line. And to be honest, I mean, it's not his... what I would say natural position to play, but he did it with really good style and really good thought in the way he applied himself. So, you know, I wouldn't disagree with that one, Ben.
And I mentioned as well for Charlie Ennis in midfield, he stepped up at Mass United when Potts went off injured, and he stepped up today as vice captain. He's come on as captain, been good. What do you make of the two substitutes who came on, the two young lads?
Well, Duckworth, exactly what I was expecting, because I know of him and I know what he's capable of. He's shown little glimpses, maybe three little glimpses of his work endeavour to actually win the ball back. He just does not go away, and that's his style of game. But he's very much of a shoot on sight forward type of player.
Let's. I said at the start of this, Paul, just before you go, we needed 3 points hooker by Crook. I think that was actually a decent performance to get 3 points.
I think that was a very tough game to win. I thought Mikulova put a lot into that and threatened us quite a lot, but we stood firm, and that was the key. And considering we ended up with Griffiths and Donoghue as fullbacks, I think we did a pretty good job in that second half.
Yeah, I think so too. Paul, big thanks for joining us, mate. Have a safe journey back. We'll see Paul again next week for the Whitby game, where it'll be probably colder. Just throwing out there. I'm sorry, James. James's face then was like one of...
my toes.
Yeah. Just to say, there's only been two league matches today due to the weather. One of them was Bamber Bridge against Basford. We have new league leaders tonight. Bamber Bridge, top of the pile. Whoa. After 20 games, that's phenomenal, isn't it, really? A 1-0 win. FC United are in 9th. Anyone else miss 11th? Thank you, Roy, as well, for joining us. It's always a pleasure to catch up with Roy.
Neil, congratulations, a much needed win. What were the key reasons for that victory apart from scoring two goals?
Massive character and abundance. You know, James, we've been on the ropes, haven't we? Last 3 weeks, difficult playing surface. People question, you know, the way we play and what we do. And, you know, you can see today, that's not a squad that's lacking confidence. It's a squad that's lacking a lot of players, with your captain, you know, right through. But it's not a squad lacking confidence. I thought first half were exceptional, 4 or 5 chances. Got a goal with Aaron Morris. Thought second half we were dangerous on the front foot. And Kiernay's got the second one, but I forgot what it felt like. I'm absolutely over the moon, I'll be honest with you, I'm over the moon tonight.
And it wasn't through a certain lack of effort from Mikulova. It was a really good game of football. Was that the kind of test that you wanted to see the team come through?
They're a good side. You know, they've gone 2-0 up against Warrington last week. They've joined Warrington. They're a good side. Pablo Mills at centre-half, how many league games? You're right through. They're a very good side. But listen, James, all in all, I'm a one happy manager tonight.
Few contenders for man of the match. We gave it to Kean Hayes, not just for the goal, but... His general work rate and the way that what really came out today was his tenacity to win the ball back, even right at the end there where he's fighting.
I won't disagree. I said in the team talk before the game will be won with the back five and will be won with the front four, and the two people that won't get any plaudits will just manage the game, and that was Ennis and Smith, and I thought they were impeccable. You might not have done a lot, but the defensive square, the ability to get us high up the park, you know, 31-year-old, 34-year-old in there, done brilliant. So for me, you know, yeah, Keane gets a man in the match, but I were over the moon with them two in there.
And Wadeker as well, we thought had one of his stronger games for the team.
You know, I stand here, you know, Ben's to the right of me. Ben's, you know, followed Northern Premier League football for 10 years. Wadeker's been the best player at this level of football. You can see why, you know, on the second goal, twists and turns and gets him in. You know, he's a look in the first half when he hits his pokes, and he could have been a bit cuter when the ball came out to him, but he's a good player. You know, he's a very good player, and we're all desperate for him to score. But it's not to be yet, but I'm sure it will do. I'm sure it will come in time.
But Joe Duckworth looks exciting, really good speed. He was a bit unselfish at one point. He'd broken through and you thought, have a go, and he unselfishly passed it across and didn't quite work out.
Nah, he's done great debut. He's really enjoyed it. But listen, you know, finding them players is not easy, you know, especially in the price bracket we've got to find them. So it takes 4 or 5 weeks where you can get these players in. But he's going to be a great addition. I'm sure he'll score goals and he'll enjoy his time at FC United.
Donoghue having to play in two full-back roles. So good work from him. Roy was very complimentary about...
We did a lot of work, James, on the back five, which started today, and Joe White was 50%. A lot of work on Ennis and Smith in there. So, yeah, delighted for Donners, delighted for everybody. You know, them lads have just got a clean sheet. You know, there's nothing better than, you know, I said to the back five before you go out, go and get a clean sheet. It's like scoring a hat-trick. As it is, Aaron Morris scores one and gets a clean sheet. So, you know, all these Christmases have come at once. But for the club, you know, for everyone, all the support that we've had, you know, it's a good 3 points. What we've got to do now is get in Tuesday, Thursday, work hard and get ready for Whitby next Saturday.
So, on to Whitby. Obviously, a tough game. But what's the how are we looking with Potts and Dodd and so on?
Not sure. You know, Potsy, we're giving him the weekend off. He's 30 this weekend and he's not fit, so he's gone away. Dodd, we're not sure. He's gone for an x-ray today. It's come back all clear. So, you know, he's still bruising, hoping he's back. We're looking at bringing another left-back in now because, obviously, you know, we're short on numbers. You know, but we're hopeful, you know, we'll have two or three bodies back next week, but we're not going to rush it. You know, we've got a hectic December coming up. We've got to, you know, rest and rotate players, but it is nice. You know, there's some exciting talent coming from the bench. Tyler Owens from the academy was on the bench today as well. Toby Humphreys did it. You know, Vanny De Silva comes on for a little cameo today. Jaden Major. So, we've got options. Got options everywhere. But what we're going to do, Jay, we're going to enjoy tonight. You know, yeah. It's been a horrible 3 weeks, you know, losing by the odd goal and going to some of the most awful places in the world. And it's not been great. So, you know, we're going to enjoy it. And, you know, thanks to everyone tonight.
And finally, such is the vagaries of the league that FC up to ninth.
The dizzy heights of ninth. Yeah,
ninth, and 7 points off the playoffs.
7 points off the playoffs. And Bamber Bridge have gone top. Well done to Bamber Bridge. Great result. So, listen, it's a long season, isn't it? You know, people might write us off. People might say this. But, you know, we've got an objective in that dressing room. We know that when we've got a fully fixed squad, we're as good as anything. And we've shown that against the likes of, you know, Buxton, Matlock, South Shields this season. Bamber Bridge were beaten. So, you know, we are. But, you know, we're not going to eat Sandy Ramone. I'm really proud of the boys today. They've given a really good goal. Proud of everyone who's come out on this cold day today. It's freezing, but, you know, support was magnificent again.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds there speaking to James after his side's 2-0 win over Michalova. Let's have some more post-match reaction now. Shortly we'll be hearing from Saturday's captain Charlie Ennis. But before that, it's to the man of the match. Here's Kean Hayes.
I loved it. Yeah, it was great. The fans were amazing. All the lads were great. Really nice to get a goal. A few mistakes for me, but happy with the result.
I mean, you call them mistakes, but you're so brave on the ball. You're always willing to run at players. I mean, you've got such a low centre of gravity. You know, I think even the fans get thrown the wrong way when you turn.
Yeah, no, it's really nice. Like when you're able to beat someone and stuff, it's a great feeling and all that. Just nice to be able to play football.
How are you finding FC generally?
Oh, I've loved it. It's been a great experience. Been amazing. All the players have been really nice. All the fans have been great. It's just, I've loved it.
Oh, fantastic. I mean, we missed you, obviously, because you were on international duty. How was that experience for you?
Playing for Ireland's a dream come true. Like, it's been something I've always wanted to do my whole life, since went to Lansdowne Road when I was first, like, 7 years old with my dad, and me and him have never been happier.
How was the game for you?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, I felt like we managed it quite well in terms of, you know, not throwing a kitchen sink at it, but also, you know, not being too defensive. I thought we managed it quite well as a team, with me and Smudge in there, with our experience, just to make sure that it, you know, it went to plan, which I think it did. We scored at a good time in the first half, We had a little spell in the second half where they, you know, they threw a few bodies forward, but we managed that well and then got the second goal, and it could have been probably more if we're being honest.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, their free kicks were some of the most dangerous free kicks I've seen all season. Every single one looked like it was going to be trouble, but we managed to marshal that out.
Yeah, and I mean, that's you know, that's not something that's just happened. We work on that really intensely on the training ground. We know with our zonal marking, and you know, we've got to be brave in terms of going to attack the ball. I think Drew and, you know, Smudge, Aaron Morris, they were tremendous in terms of you know, putting the bodies on the line. So, you know, hats off to them.
Yeah, and talking about a couple of the younger lads, obviously Kean, we've seen him for the last few weeks. He's electric, and it was a great start for Joe.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I thought the lads did really well. I think Kean's done well since he come in, and you know, without singling players out, I think, you know, a lot of the young lads have done well. It's just about them being consistent rather than, you know, coming into the game for 10-15 minutes. We need them to be in the game for 60-70, and if they are, you'll see, like we do today, we'll have a more full performance rather than, you know, fits and starts. So yeah, it was a lot better today all over.
We've got the week off and then begin against Whitby next Saturday.
Yeah, you say a week off, but we'll, you know, we'll train hard like we do every week. We'll prepare, and it's just to make sure that, I know we've said this before, but we've got to go and put 3, 4, 5 results and performances back to back to go and take us where we need to be. And this is just the start of the future.
FC United vice captain Charlie Ennis there speaking to Tim, and before that, Saturday's man of the match, Kean Hayes. Next up for the Reds will be a home game against Whitby Town this weekend, kick-off at Broadhurst Park this Saturday at 3 p.m. Admission will be pay on the gate, £12 for adults, £7 concessions, £3 under 18s, and under 5s go free with a paying adult. But as always, if you cannot make this game in person, then tune in from 2:30 p.m. on www.fc-radio.com. Well, that's it for this week's This Club Is My Club. A big thank you to everyone involved in FC Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.